His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him, and delivers them. Beloved, do not let fear master you. Though fear shouts, faith whispers. Though fear trembles, love remains strong. The Lord has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. When your heart trembles, remember, you are held in the palm of his hand. He will never leave you, and he will never forsake you. A story: a man once carried a lantern in the night. The road was dark and the path uncertain. Yet with each step, the lantern lit only a few feet ahead. Still, it was enough. So it is with the Word of God. It does not reveal every turn at once, but it lights the next step, and that is enough. Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Beloved, rest now in the presence of the Lord. Let his peace cover you. Let his Word dwell richly within you. For he is your shepherd, your healer, your comforter, and your everlasting hope. Amen. Beloved, come and rest in the presence of the Lord. Let every burden fall away. Hear his invitation, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Pause, take a breath. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. Beloved, there is shelter in his presence. When storms rise, he is your refuge. When fear presses in, he is your fortress. The world may shake, but his word endures forever. Isaiah 53. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Beloved, healing flows from the cross, not only forgiveness but restoration, not only pardon but peace. His wounds declare forever, you are loved, you are mine. John 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. Section 1, Call to Stillness. Beloved, pause and hear the whisper of God. Be still and know that I am God. The nations may rage, storms may rise, but the Lord is unshaken. Breathe, rest. You are safe in His care. Section 2, Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in, from this time forth and forevermore. Section 3, Reflection on God's Care. Beloved, you are not forgotten. The Lord watches over you at every step. Your path is known to Him. Your sorrows are seen. Your prayers are heard. Rest in His faithfulness. Trust in His unfailing love. The one who keeps Israel also keeps you. Section 4, Philippians 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I will say, rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Section 5, Storytelling, The Lamp on the Hill. A village once sat in darkness, its people weary and afraid. But on a hill nearby, a lamp was lit. Though small, its light spread across the valley, guiding travelers, lifting hearts, giving hope. So it is with Christ. He said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Section 6, Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant to those who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He may be glorified. Section 1, Stillness Before the Lord. Beloved, hear the invitation of God. Be still and know that I am God. The earth may shake, the nations may rage, but the Lord remains unshaken. Pause here, breathe, and rest in His unchanging presence. Section 2, Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy. Section 3, Reflection on God's Mercy. Mercy is not weakness. Mercy is the strength of God, reaching down to lift the lowly. Mercy restores, mercy heals, mercy rewrites your story. Beloved, do not fear your brokenness. God is not ashamed of your wounds. He is the one who binds them up. Section 4, Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Section 5, Storytelling, The Storm and the Anchor. A ship once sailed into a sudden storm. Winds howled, waves rose, and the vessel was tossed. The sailors panicked, yet the anchor held firm. Though unseen beneath the waters, it gripped the rock. So it is with Christ. He is the anchor for your soul. You may be battered by the storm, but you are not adrift. You are held fast by his strength. Section 6, Isaiah 41. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Section 7, Reflection on Fear. Fear is loud. Fear shouts with urgency, demanding your attention. But faith is steady. Faith speaks softly, reminding you of what is eternal. Beloved, choose faith over fear. Lift your eyes, for the Lord who made heaven and earth is your keeper. Section 8, John 14. Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also." Section 9, Storytelling, The Shepherd and the Lost Sheep. A shepherd counted his flock one evening. 99 sheep were safe, but one was missing. He left the 99 in the fold and went out into the wilderness, through thorns, through rocks, through shadows. He searched until he found the one. He lifted it onto his shoulder and rejoiced more over that one than over the 99 who never strayed. So it is with you, beloved. When you were lost, he came for you, and he will not let you go. Section 10, Romans 5. But God shows his love for us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. Section 11, Reflection on Grace. Grace is more than pardon. Grace is power. It lifts you from despair and sets your feet on solid ground. Beloved, do not live under the shadow of condemnation, for there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Section 12, Closing Blessing. Beloved, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Section 1, Invitation to Rest. Beloved, come and rest in the presence of the Lord. He has said, "Be still and know that I am God." Let the weight of your heart settle. Breathe deeply. You are safe in his care. God is not hurried. He is not harsh. He is gentle and faithful. He calls you by name and says, "You are mine." Section 2, Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me, to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Section 3, Reflection on Light. Even in the valley, light shines. Even in the storm, peace can be found. Even in sorrow, joy waits to rise. Beloved, do not measure God's goodness by today's trouble. His mercies are new every morning. His faithfulness endures forever. Section 4, John 10. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. I know my sheep and am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." Section 5, Storytelling, The Potter's Hands. Imagine clay in the hands of a potter. At first, it is shapeless. It resists, it wobbles, it threatens to collapse. But the potter does not abandon it. With patience and steady hands, he shapes, molds, and reforms. What seemed ruined becomes beautiful. So it is with you. God is shaping you in his hands. What felt broken is not wasted. He makes all things new. Section 6, Isaiah 40. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Section 7, Devotional Encouragement. Beloved, when you are weary, remember, the Lord is your strength. When you are broken, remember, the Lord is your healer. When you are afraid, remember, the Lord is your fortress. His grace is sufficient. His power is made perfect in weakness. Section 8, Romans 8. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Section 9, Storytelling, The Lamp in Darkness. A traveler once entered a cave carrying a small lamp. The darkness was heavy and the air was still. At first, the lamp seemed too small, its glow swallowed by the shadows. But step by step, the light revealed the path. Each stone, each turn, each obstacle became clear. And though the cave was long, the lamp was enough. So it is with the Word of God. Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Section 10, Matthew 11. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Section 11, Closing Meditation. Beloved, pause now. Let your heart be still. let your mind rest. You are loved by God. You are held by His hand. You are healed by His mercy. And you are restored by His Spirit. The Lord is your shepherd, your comforter, your healer, and your everlasting hope. Amen. Healing Psalm 5. Be still. Let the striving cease. Let the weight you have carried come into view. Not the weight others see, but the one you feel. The weight in the body, the weight in the mind, the weight that follows you into the night. You have carried it longer than you should have. Longer than you were meant to. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. Matthew 11:28. Heavy laden, carrying what was never yours to carry alone. Cast your burden on the Lord. Psalm 55:22. Cast, not carry. Not manage. Cast. Release what you have held. Give what was never meant to remain. And now, we bring it into the light. Identification. The nature of the burden. There are burdens that can be seen, and there are burdens that are hidden. Pain in the body. Fear in the mind, memories that return without asking, words spoken that never left, and over time it becomes normal to carry it. But normal is not the same as right. Scripture anchor, He bore it. Surely He has borne our griefs. Born. Not observed, not studied, not explained. Born, taken into Himself, carried, and carried our sorrows. Carried, not left with us, not shared with us. Carried, He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Psalm 147:3. He heals, not observes, not delays. He binds what has been left open. He Himself bore our sins in His own body. 1 Peter 2:4. Bore, not symbolically, not partially. In His own body, what was mine, He took into Himself, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. 1 Peter 7. All, not some, not what feels acceptable, all, whom the Son sets free, is free indeed. John 8:36. Free, not partially, not conditionally, free. Story, there was a man, not on a road, not in a crowd, but carrying something no one else could see. It followed him into the day, into conversations, into moments that should have been light. And it returned at night, when everything else was quiet. It had a weight to it, not in the hands, but in the chest, in the mind, in the place where thoughts do not rest. He tried to reason with it. He tried to manage it. He tried to ignore it, but it did not leave. It spoke without words. It reminded without asking. It returned without permission. And over time, he stopped asking. If it could be removed, He began to believe it was simply part of him, but it was not. It was carried, not given, learned, not created, held, but not owned. And there came a moment when the question returned, not from the burden, but from somewhere deeper. What if this was never meant to stay, transfer? What if this was never meant to stay? And in that moment, something became clear, not suddenly, not forcefully, but unmistakably. This was never mine to carry alone. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Isaiah 53:4. Born, not observed, not explained, born, taken into himself, carried, not left with me, not shared with me, carried. What I had been holding, he had already taken. The weight in my body, the fear in my mind, the ache I could not explain. It was not waiting to be managed. It was waiting to be released. Not because I could remove it, but because you had received it. This is not distance. This is exchange. What was mine became yours, and what is yours is now given to me. Peace. In place of fear, strength. In place of weakness, life, in place of what was fading. I do not hold this the way I did before, because you have taken it, activation. So now, bring it into your hands, not physically, but in your awareness, the weight, the fear, the pain. Whatever you have been carrying, and release it not into nothing, but into him. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. Psalm 55:22. Cast it, not hold it, not manage it. Cast it. You were not meant to keep it. You are meant to release it. Restoration, what has been given back. And now, something is different. Not because everything has changed outwardly, but because something has changed within. What I carried is no longer resting on me, and in its place, something unfamiliar. Something lighter, something steady. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. 2 Corinthians 17. New, not repaired, not adjusted, not managed. New, what was bound is now released. What was heavy is now lifted. What was held is now gone. This is not imagination. This is not denial. This is not avoidance. This is restoration. You have taken what was mine, and you have given what is yours. Peace. That does not depend on circumstances. Strength that does not come from effort, life that does not fade. I receive it, not because I earned it, but because you have given it, teaching what it means that he carried it. This is not distance, this is exchange. What was mine became his, not partially. Not temporarily, fully, completely she carried. Personal declaration, I do not carry it alone. I have carried this. I have held it. I have tried to manage it. But I was not meant to keep it. You carried it. You took it. You bore it. And now, there's nothing left to hold, nothing left to carry, nothing left to manage. What was mine has been given. What was heavy has been lifted. What was held has been released. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. Psalm 55:22. And he has. You do not return to carry it again. You remain in what has been given. Let your body be still. Let your breathing slow. Let your mind rest. You are not alone. You are not burdened. You are not carrying this anymore. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Psalm 42:5. Why are you cast down? Why do you carry what weighs you down? Why does your soul hold what was never meant to stay? He has taken it, and he has not returned it. Remain here, return again. Let this settle into you, day after day, until it becomes what you know. Rest now. He has carried it, and you are free. You will keep him in perfect peace. Whose mind is stayed on you? Isaiah 26:3. Peace by resting in him.
Goodness. conscience for us all. Behold the outstretched hands of Christ, our Lord, who came to save, whose love and grace redeem our souls and lift us from the grave. Though we are bruised whene'er we stray, His guiding hands caress. He washes and anoints with oil, and in His arms we Jesus' hands, look to your Lord and live. He yearns to bless you with His love and all your sins forgive. Oh, empty is the heart of man when it is filled with sin. Touch and see and feel the wounds and marks that you may know His love for you is real. Then as you fall to worship Him and wash His feet with tears, your Savior takes you in His arms and quiets all your fears.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, Thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control, that Christ hath regarded my helpless estate, and hath shed His own blood for my soul. It is well with my soul, with my soul. It is well with my soul. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin not in part, but the to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul. It is well with my soul, with my soul. It is well with my soul. The day
As bread is broken, we think of the
change of heart, a change of mind. Help us, dear Savior, to take thy name, to be like thee and thy word proclaim. Send us thy Spirit this Sabbath day to guide us in thy
I sing because I'm free.